From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it won't go forward with rules meant to help small livestock farmers. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer explains some are worried about their future.
In December, the Obama administration proposed a rule to keep the large companies that buy livestock from taking advantage of small farmers. It was supposed to go into effect this week. Instead, USDA announced it won't. Cattle rancher Kenny Fox of Belvedere, South Dakota, says the decision hurts the little guy.
Small producers, you know, most of the time they won't even contest it because they can't win, and so then they just get taken advantage of.
Several of the largest livestock groups and the American Farm Bureau support the decision, saying it will prevent frivolous lawsuits. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Voters in St. Louis will soon be asked to weigh in on a half-cent sales tax increase that would be used to give officers a raise. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the special election's timing could make its passage a challenge, as St. Louis police face criticism and lawsuits over its handling of recent protests. The protests followed last month's acquittal of a former St. Louis officer who fatally shot a man. Mayor Lyda Crewson says investing money in police officers is key to bettering the department. The sales tax increase would also trigger an increase in the business use tax, which will bring money that Crewson wants to spend on crime prevention. A Jackson County judge yesterday declined to block a Missouri law requiring physicians performing abortions to meet with their patients 3 days before the procedure. Dan Margulies reports.
In rejecting a challenge to the law by Missouri's Planned Parenthood affiliates, Judge S. Margene Burnett found that the requirement did not impose an undue burden on women seeking an abortion. The law was enacted this summer after Governor Eric Greitens called the legislature into special session. Missouri already required a 72-hour waiting period before a woman could obtain an abortion, but the informed consent scheme only required that qualified professionals, which could include psychologists, social workers, or physician assistants, counsel the woman. Under the new law, the doctor performing the abortion must provide that counsel. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Questions are being raised about Governor Eric Greitens' use of campaign funds to bring his pick to be the state's next school commissioner to the capital city this summer. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the issue with using campaign money to pay for Kenneth Zeff's trip is restrictions on how such money may be spent. Greitens' campaign advisor, Austin Chambers, says state law provides that contributions may be used for any purpose allowed by law. Chambers says that includes any ordinary and necessary expenses incurred in connection with the duties of a holder of elected office. But University of Missouri law professor Richard Rubin described the spending as questionable. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.